Thanks for calling Nationwide.
Para ayuda en español, marque el 7.
Select from these new options for faster service. For payments and billing or other help with any of your policies, including ID cards, Smart Ride, or Smart Miles, adding or replacing vehicles, press 1. To hear billing information or make a payment, press 1. For policy changes and questions, 2. To proceed, you'll need either the account number or the last 6 digits of the policy number. If you need more time, press star. When you're ready, you may begin entering it at any time. I didn't recognize that. Let's try again. The account number or policy number is located on the billing statement or insurance card. Enter the account number or the last 6 digits of the policy number, followed by the pound sign. Or if you prefer, enter the zip code for the mailing address on this policy. I didn't recognize that. Let's try again. Enter the zip code for the mailing address on this policy. I show the first 3 letters of the last name are K, R, O. If that's correct, press 1. If not, we'd appreciate your participation in a brief survey about your customer service experience. To receive a pre-recorded callback, press 1. Otherwise, 2. Please wait while I transfer your call. To ensure excellent service, your call may be monitored or recorded for business purposes. We'll be with you shortly. We appreciate your patience while we help other callers.
Hi, thanks for calling. My name is David. I'll be glad to help. Can I have your first and last name, please?
Todd Schaefer.
Thank you. And how can I help?
So I issued this homeowner policy, and I'm still somewhat new to Nationwide. And when I sent over the deck page and stuff to the lender, they're emailing back saying, can we get an invoice? So I was wondering, is there any section in there that there's like an invoice with Nationwide?
Let me take a look here. I got a policy coming up. Who's the policy holder?
Lori. Krogel.
Okay. Let me take a look here.
I guess what they're saying is they don't know where to send the payment.
Yeah, no, I got you. I'm just taking a look here. Is it this canceled homeowner's?
Well, they did a cancel and full rewrite because they changed the they moved up the closing date.
Okay, gotcha. I was like, I got some bad news. Okay, gotcha. Let me see here then. I just want to check one thing real quick, because I know they had an update where y'all as agents should be able to get the invoice, but I don't know what it's going to look like if we're changing the date. So let me just kind of navigate there here real quick and see. Okay, so if you're in the policy.
I am.
Or if you can get to the billing account. So if you're in the policy, if you look up to the top right, there should be a spot that says billing account and then like a link that you can click.
Hold on real quick. Actually, we're going to go back into it. Don't worry.
Okay. And that's just a quick way to get to billing. Billing is where.
So I'm going to click on the, hold on, I got to sneeze. I'm clicking on a policy number.
No, see the billing account? Do you see the billing account and it has a link that you can click?
Like phone backup per account. So I'm on account file summary.
Account file summary. I think you're one. Okay, so let me. I'm just going to get where you're at so I can. Okay, so yeah, click on the homeowner's policy number.
Okay.
Okay, and then once you're there, do you see off to the right one that says billing account, and then it's got a link that you can click? Inquiry. So once I clicked into the policy, it took me to the summary screen.
Right, I see summary. So then, like on the left-hand side, it says account information, primary named insured policy, and then there's another column that says associated policy transactions. And then when I scroll down, there's a couple tables that say current activities, completed policy transaction. I don't see anything that says billing.
No? Okay.
There's mortgage billing on the left, but I think that just pulls up to.
No, not the mortgage billing. So this is going to be, I'm looking, like the second row of wording there, policy file, homeowner, Colorado. It's got the policyholder's name. It's got the account, policy number.
I see, like, the it says policy, product, personal property, number, has the account number, effective date. Well, this one still says 211, but.
Yeah, so up from there. Do you see a row of wording, like where maybe like you, if you're on a computer where like file would be, there's like a banner?
There's billing that. Account, and then there's inquiry link.
Yes, that.
Okay, sorry.
That. No, you're fine.
Okay.
So once you click on that, it kicks you over to the billing account. And then if you scroll down, January 28th, there's a link for the statement.
Statement,
and that should give you a copy of the invoice.
All right, perfect. Now let's just hope I can remember to do this for future reference.
Yeah, just now that you know where that spot's at, that's a quick way just to get to the billing. And then I think this generates the same, usually the same day or the day after.
So this one does say the 11th, but that's fine. I'll actually go into a PDF.
Yeah, that's what I wasn't.
I'll just change that date.
That's what I wasn't sure of. Gotcha. Okay. Yeah, that's what I wasn't sure of in this case. That's why I wanted to look at it together and see. But if you can get what you need from that, then we should be good.
Let me just see if I can open it and it allows me to edit it.
Okay. Yeah, because if not, I can make one manually and put the right dates if you think it's going to be an issue.
Let's see. Edit. All right, I changed it. We're good.
Okay.
Thank you so much. I appreciate your help.
Sure, no problem. Anything
else? Have a good day.
Have a good one. Thank you.
Bye.